Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
2-2 pitch. Sanchez, a ground ball to third, could be two. Bregman goes to second for one, on to first in time, and the Cubs escape with a 4-3 victory here this afternoon, and they take the series 2-1.
Were it not for that, as we bring in host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Cotroneo, we'd be talking about the Brewers halfway through the season with 50 wins.
Still a team record.
Which we can still talk about.
Why can't we?
But let's.
Who wants to keep talking about that game? I already did an hour on it yesterday. Do we have to keep talking about that game? Really?
Oh. So is it, Dom, as Christian Yelich told you and others after the game, look, we're just in a stretch. This isn't something that's systemic. It's not a problem with our organization. We're just in one of these stretches that happen from time to time. Or is it a problem?
It happens every single year. No matter what you think, no matter when it feels invincible, no matter when they win 14 games in a row, whatever it may be, when the sky is falling, oh my gosh, it's over. It's not. It happens to every single team. It just happens at different points in the season, right? This is the first time with, you know, all hands on deck, right? Everybody's healthy for the most part, knock on wood, on the offensive side, that you could say there is a bona fide stretch of, oh, that's not great. Whereas the last time they were in a stretch like this, you could point and say, okay, well, there's no Yelly, there's no Vaughn, there's no Churio, right? But right now, when you see it collectively, it gets a little bit more frustrating. And then you put the magnifying glass that is a series against the Cubs, which is why it feels a lot worse than it is.
You know, there's a lot of baseball left. And like you said, when it's the Cubs, it's the first time they were up here this year. Did it feel like to me, and at least from the Cubs fans I've seen on social media, they're very excited, but does it feel like maybe that gave them a little life? Because, I mean, look, you still have a 5.5 game lead, but you know, I would have to think Chicago's walking away saying, okay, we're in an okay spot still.
I mean, I easily think of flip the scenarios. If the Brewers were chasing the Cubs and you take 2 out of 3 from the team you're chasing, yeah, you're absolutely galvanized. So yes, the Cubs are excited because I said this on the post game show yesterday. It's impossible for Pat Murphy to win Manager of the Year for a third consecutive year because the target's on the Brewers' back this year. And when you see the reactions in the crowd, look, it's not breaking news. Cubs fans come to American Family Field. That's not breaking news. But when you see the reactions and you see how important that series was to that dugout, to the fan base, to everything, you understand it's your division now. So shake it off, dust yourself off. You get the Reds coming to town this week, a team that you have dominated over the last few seasons. And just put it in the rearview mirror, you won't see the Cubs again until September. So a lot
That's
can
nuts,
change.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a lot can change between now and September for both of these teams.
How's Murph doing with the back and the hip and?
Yeah, he's hurting. I know he doesn't want to make it about himself. Right. And that's where guys like me and the media can come in and say, like, he's hurting. Now, that doesn't mean hit the panic button of like, oh my gosh, the manager can't do it. Well, Jason Lane and Jim Henderson and Chris Hook, they all have game plan meetings. It's not like, hey, Murph, what do we do? Oh no, he's back in the office. It's not like that. There's plenty of planning. They're making sure that Murph is healthy and he's going to get better and better. He's not going to be able to do the hip during the season now. He's going to have to push that back to the off season because of how much was removed from his back. They don't want to put him under that close together, but hey, he's the words that he said on Friday. I'm not a superhero, guys. Let's talk ball.
Right.
Do the guys in the clubhouse, like, do they, I don't want to say feel bad for him, but are they like, they're making sure he's like feeling okay for the most part?
Well, because Murph is the way he is. Yes. And the message that he sends to these guys is, there is a joke by an unnamed player in the clubhouse that was saying, you know, I thought about going in to check in on him, but then I thought he would just get mad at me for asking if I was okay, right? So I just kind of let him be. I knew he was going to be here today. There was never a doubt that he was going to manage the day after back surgery.
He's not sitting there wondering, let me see, I haven't heard from this guy yet. Well wishes. Yeah, let me see. Miz hasn't said anything to me. He's on my list now.
Right. He's doing okay. He's going to hang in there. It's going to be a rough couple of weeks, but he's just limping to the All-Star break.
Another couple of guys that all of us are thinking about here, Jackson Churio and William Contreras, and I know there's some others within the organization that are deeply tied to a number of Latin American countries, but in particular, Venezuela, and that is the native country for Churio and Contreras. They're still trying to dig out from the rubble of these massive earthquakes, and those two guys are still very connected to their homelands.
Exactly. They're World Baseball Classic champions for Team Venezuela. Nestor Corredor as well, assistant coach of the Brewers, and was on that coaching staff for Team Venezuela. There are so many people in and around, scouts, trainers, minor leagues, whatever it may be, that are Venezuelan and are trying to help. So this week, there is an emergency relief drive being done at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church. That's down in Jackson Park. It's not drop-off hours are from 9 to 3. Anything helps, honestly. Non-perishable food items, hygiene products, household goods, workwear, emergency gear. I mean, if you can think of it, just think of everything being gone, and they could use it. Again, from 9 to 3 every day this week. And today at 12:30, there's a meet and greet with William, with Jackson, and with Abner Uribe at 12:30, again, at Blessed Sacrament Church down in Jackson Park. So please donate. It would mean a world to all the players that you love to support. And this is an unthinkable tragedy to think about. Back-to-back 7-magnitude earthquakes for a country that's just not built for it.
Dominic Catronio live with us this morning on Brewers 360. We've got a 6:40 first pitch tonight. Brewers and Reds open a 4-game series at American Family Field. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.